It's easy, perhaps too easy, to think of the Roma Festival that returns to Ives Park in Sebastopol this weekend as a celebration of gypsy culture. But that isn't exactly accurate.
When we talk about Roma or Romani people, they're known here in America as gypsies. This is the culture that has been misunderstood for a very, very long time. Howsoever, there is very little knowledge about the real culture.
Which is why Shani Rafati started the annual spring event 15 years ago, to acquaint his neighbors with the richness of the heritage he embodies, and begin to break down the stereotypes that have dogged his people for generations.
The first thing that comes to people's mind here in America is gypsies are traveling in caravans. But I'm from former Yugoslavia. I have a master's degree in chemistry. I never saw a caravan in my life. We settled there for 700 years in Kosovo and never saw a caravan.
While it's true that some Roma people have had to live as traveling tradespeople and entertainers in certain parts of the world, Rafati says that was a survival strategy, not a lifestyle preference.
If you're in France or in the western part of Europe, Roma, by trade, they are traveling because of their occupational trades. We would like, as Romani people, to settle, and who wouldn't like to have a settled home? But if you are denied constantly the residency and the birth certificates for your family and children, what's there left? The road is not by our choice.
Although fully half of the 20 million Romani people in the world now live in Europe, that isn't where they originated.
Originally, Roma do come from India, Punjabi region. When they left, they crossed through Persian Gulf and Egypt. And when Roma appeared to Europe somewhere around 12th or 13th century, Europeans thought that these people must be coming from Egypt. In the Latin language, Gypsian means the person that comes from Egypt. And that is a misnomer.
Over the succeeding centuries, they have dispersed throughout the planet, usually assimilating to some degree wherever they settled. Yet their oral history traditions have kept alive a common language.
What we do have in common is the language, which is the Romani language that is based from the Sanskrit. And more or less, I can grasp a lot of Romani language and I can understand no matter from where the Romani people are coming, whether they're coming from America or they're coming from Eastern Europe or Western Europe or wherever.
Because of this quiet determination to maintain their culture and heritage, the gypsy people have endured widespread discrimination and persecution, Rafati says. It's something that continues to this day in many areas, despite the Roma people's long and peaceful history.
Romani people never had a king. We don't even have a nation. We don't have a national hero. We never went to a war, ever, since our existence, and never occupied any territory. And in the meantime, we've been really hammered badly with the stereotypes and the treatment and the human rights abuses really enormously. And this festival is really, it's kind of like one eye-opener, a learning tool.
I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.